I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Iron Brew Podcast. Brad Mell, Matt Blanchard and Matt Ellis. So we're going to come back on. We're going to have a look at these two games, pick up where we left off last time. But just before that, bit of news from the week. I think it's a nice bit of news as well, actually, that Cam Wilson's been called up for the provisional squad for England C. And actually, I interviewed Paul Fairclough a couple of years ago, actually. He was the manager of England C. And once we'd done, you know, what we were doing, he was sort of telling me a little bit about, you know, how it works and the players they've had come through and that type of thing. And it does sound like a real sort of good opportunity for him. And, you know, he's been playing well this season and he's been playing well recently as well. So, you know, I'm glad to see he's been given this chance.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think he's been good on the whole. You know, his first real season, I know he played a little bit towards the end of last season, but he went out on loan, didn't he, to Scarborough, and not sure how that went, really. We didn't hear much about his loan spell there. It wasn't like he was tearing the league up or anything like that, but he's come back and he's done well. He's scored a few goals and, you know, he's weighed in with a few assists as well, obviously won the other night. So yeah, pleased for him, and hopefully be a bit of a boost for him that he's been recognised. It looks as though they've maybe picked someone from each side, you know, in the National League. I saw Jarvis was called up as well. But yeah, he's good for him, and hopefully he does well. You know, you're looking down that list, there are some good players, good forwards. I think there's Dolby from Wrexham and obviously Langstaff as well. So it'd be nice if he can get some game time. But yeah, it's going to be difficult with the players that they've called up, because it does look like a decent squad. So yeah, I don't think he'll miss any of our games, will he? I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
Probably falls between a couple of them. So, you know, he's obviously quite a big part of what Dean's trying to do. He's been using him relatively regularly. So, yeah, that's probably good news for us and for him as well.
Well, that's it, actually, because we've not really chatted about him all that much, you know, in the last couple of episodes. And since Dean's come in and since all of these players have come in as well, including quite a few forwards, realistically, you know, he's done well to keep his place, I think. And, you know, he's earned that, you know, because he could have easily been subbed out or, you know, he could be the type of player saying, well, you know, I've got somebody that can do what you're doing. We don't need you in the squad anymore. But, you know, he's fought that place. And I think, you know, he's on most people's list of, you know, he's one of these that needs to start.
Yeah, I would say so. And I think he dropped out for the Eastleigh game and then he came on, didn't he? And I think he looked bright when he came on. He gave us a little bit more than Elliot had given us on the day. You know, we started to create a little bit more in that second half. Obviously, it was a really poor performance throughout, really. But I do think we looked more likely to get something when Wilson came on. For me, I think I said it last time, he's gone off the boil a little bit recently. I think, I don't know why. I don't know why that would be, but I wasn't too impressed the Wrexham game, and obviously Boreham Wood, but obviously everyone had an off day then. However, on the whole, he's been one of the most consistent players, I would say. And, you know, he's always a threat. And he showed it on Tuesday night, setting up the goal. You know, that was a really good run. And obviously, good ball across the box as well, because it was probably difficult to pick someone out, given he kind of had three men on him, didn't he? So, yeah, that's what he can do. And hopefully he's only going to get better.
Yeah. Let's maybe turn to the games then. Because I think, I know we said it last time, and I think the manager himself on Humberside said it, you know, I think this was just before the Tuesday game, that basically, you know, had we lost both of these, and certainly had we lost Tuesday, that would more or less have been it, wouldn't it? You know, we'd have gone down. I think it's unfortunate that, you know, the time that we get a win, a few of the other teams around us do get a win as well, but we can only sort of control what we're doing and look at how we play. But yeah, maybe should we just have a brief bit on the Eastleigh one first? I mean, it wasn't good, was it? I mean, at all. I know there was, I think, a pretty poor performance from the ref. It's not an excuse. It's not, you know, the reason why we lost. The penalty decision itself, depends what he's given it for. If it's a handball, it's harsh. I think if it's the trip, maybe again, it's quite soft. But I mean, nobody really complained at the time, players-wise, did they? But yeah, soft penalty. But again, we just weren't at it all game. And I think if it wasn't the penalty, it could have been something else.
to be honest, Easley were quite difficult to play against. You know, they were going down quite easily. They were looking for free kicks. Unfortunately, the ref was buying it. And I think with the penalty decision, you know, he didn't really think about it. He appeared, you know, he couldn't wait to give it. And if it was the handball, I think it probably was. It looked to be that, you know, from behind the goal, it seemed to be that's when he gave it. And yes, it did hit his hand, but for me, very harsh. But I just think first half, we didn't really turn up. Passing, it was just non-existent, really. The amount of times we just a simple 5 yard pass managed to find its way off the pitch, it was just shocking. And the second half, obviously, there was a bit of an improvement. We maybe had a shout for a penalty or two. Again, I think they would have been soft. And I think the Pugh one especially, I think he was probably looking for it. But, you know, we've seen them giving against us. So on another day, he may have got it. But overall, it was just a really poor performance all round. And it was disappointing because I know Eastleigh are up there. I know they're doing really well. For me, they weren't anything special. I think they were very difficult to play against, and they found a way to win games. And unfortunately, you know, they did enough, and I don't think we did enough to kind of put them under pressure, and probably worse than the Boreham Wood game.
I mean, actually, it's an interesting thing you mentioned there about Eastleigh being sort of playoffs. I've been saying this before. This league's a bit of a strange one, really, isn't it? I mean, you know, when we've been saying that a lot of the defeats have been against teams, you know, higher up or playoffs and things like that, that's definitely true. But at the same time, I think having watched the majority of the home games this season, I would say the only teams that I've been genuinely impressed by are the two you'd expect, Notts County and Wrexham. I think the rest of them, and I would include Chesterfield in this, and they were sort of my marker. When they came over Christmas, they were third at the time. And yes, they beat us, but they didn't look anything. You know, they didn't look anything that special. And I think a lot of the teams up there, you know, Barnet as well, you know, Eastleigh, as we've just seen, they can be difficult to play against, but sort of quality-wise, it's not there. You know, I think anybody is for the taking pretty much in this league, which is why, you know, and I'm sure we'll talk about it shortly when we're looking at the games that are coming up. You know, I do think there is a slight chance still, because I think anybody realistically should be able to beat anybody here. And yeah, as you say, they're tricky to play against, but quality, and the same with Altrincham, it wasn't there for the full game.
I think so. It is a very, very strange league, isn't it, really? And I think kind of one of the issues that we've been having really is just trying to get that kind of formula to sort of get grind out the results consistently. As you said, you know, kind of outside sort of the top two, really, everybody else is pretty bang average. And I think it's realistically, it's what happens in both boxes, isn't it? And I think that the team seem to focus on that like more in this league than anything else. Like, as long as you defend well and you can take your chances, you'll do okay. And then maybe just disregard everything else. Do you know what I mean? Like the quality of football, and things like that. And then I guess that's kind of what you expect at this level to a certain extent. But I think that that's one of the things that we've not really done very well this year. Is be good in both boxes. For most of the year, we've just shipped goals left, right, and centre. However, that seems to have sort of shored up a little bit recently. And also, we've not consistently been scoring, have we, really? You know, we don't really have a striker who's brought in a decent amount of goals this season. And this kind of come from like Butterfield, hasn't it? Obviously, Wilson's chipped in with a few and stuff like that. And obviously, when Nuttall was here, but again, like most of those were from the penalty spot from him. So we've not really been very good in both boxes. And I think that kind of sums up our season, really. And whatever else we might have done in the middle of the park between the two boxes, we might have played a decent amount of football, you know, some like a decent quality football at some point. But you come up against these teams that they look shit. But they are more effective in both ends of the pitch, even if they look a mess, they look scruffy. And then that's why we've not been able to take points from these teams. And I think that that's the formula that this league kind of works on. And I think that that's something that we need to learn incredibly quickly. And I can imagine if we do go down the season, it'll be the case next season to even more of an extent, really. But yeah, like the faster we can learn that out, the better. And you know, it'll be interesting to see how we get on. But I think that, you know, we're very sort of sitting on a knife edge, aren't we, really? Obviously, if we hadn't won against Altrincham, then obviously that would have been it. We would have been 9 points adrift. And obviously, that goal difference is absolutely horrific. So that's really another point there. So we would have been absolutely completely dead and buried. We fight, you know, we live to fight another day with that win against Altrincham. But really, you know, look at the table, look at the upcoming fixtures. We need to be, obviously, I think we've got Willesden coming up, haven't we? And also Solihull, really. And those are two teams that we need to beat. And again, really average, kind of mid-table-ish teams that are probably better in both boxes than we are. So we have to learn that fast and get results from these two teams. And really, a draw is not going to do it. We need to win. And that's essentially saying we need to win the next two games, which would mean that we've won three in a row. And we've not done that for about, what, 20 years or something like that. So, you know, that's where we are at the minute. And we lose the next game, we're pretty much dead. So it's sort of every game has to be won, really, apart from maybe sort of like, say, two or three. I know Knox County are coming up away, and that's going to be a really difficult game. If we get anything from that, it'll be, you know, a bonus. But yeah, it's just where we are. We're essentially fighting for our life every game, and we need to. The team needs to give everything every game for every minute of every game, and otherwise we're going to get relegated. We're in. That's where we are.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, and I think that's, for me, with the Eastleigh game and, to an extent, Tuesday, in the first half Tuesday, I thought we were really poor as well. As Matt says, we need to be picking up the points. We need to be winning games. And we just weren't at it. And I think, you know, we can't afford to be dropping points anymore. And that's the reality of the situation, given where we are and how many games we've got left. And then another thing that annoyed me a little bit was Dean. You know, he's been defending sort of some of the results. And he said, look, we've been playing sort of top teams in the table. And, you know, you take Wrexham out and you take Notts County out. You know, I think they are two really good teams at this level. And I think, I know you've said Chesterfield, they weren't that good when we played them, especially at home. But I think they have strengthened since. You know, Colclough scoring loads of goals. They've made some really good signings recently. And I think they will finish the season quite strongly. But I think if you take those out, there's not really any great sides. And I think that's... It's just wound me up a little bit here in, you know, we've played fifth in the league, we've played seventh in the league. But, you know, yes, we have, but they're not good sides. They do a job, you know, they're fairly solid. When you look at Tuesday night, I think there some sides down the bottom had really good results. I think York, I think they beat Bromley, yeah, Dorking beat Barnet, I think, as well, and Yeovil beat Eastleigh. So they are beatable. I mean, teams at the bottom are beating teams in and around the playoffs. And I think, you know, we've got to start doing that if we do want to stay up. But I think, as you say, with the next two games, especially Solihull, they're not having as good a season. Obviously, they've been there or thereabouts in the past couple of seasons. But I think they're sort of mid-table now. And Willesden as well, it is two must-win games. You'd maybe take a point at Solihull. But I think, realistically, we do need to get six. And then, you know, if some of the teams around us fail to pick up points, it might just give us a bit more belief heading into the final run. But yeah, I do think still at the moment, given the Eastleigh result, we're still going to be struggling, I think.
Yeah, potentially. But also let's consider the fact that, you know, we have had that win on Tuesday. It was necessary and we did get it. And as we've said, unfortunate that some of the other teams have won, but it's given us a bit of a chance. We're still in there for now. And I think let's take a look at that, because I think there are definitely some positives to take from that game, obviously beyond just the result itself. It's obviously two goals, clean sheet, that's always good. I want to start, let's start with the defence maybe, actually, because I think now, I think we've got a reasonably solid defence. I think Ogle, for me, is possibly on for my player of the season, actually. I think this time around, he's last couple of games, you know, last couple of months, he's been solid at the back, going forward as well. I think he looks a really great player. Richards Everton, I said last time, big fan of him. I like him. I think he looks solid. And Smith as well, like, together, they're looking great. I think if we can keep this certainly till the end of the season and you know, see where we are next year, they're great. And actually, I would point out, I know Leakes had some criticism, certainly on here as well. I think it was his best game Tuesday. I think across the back, I think we look great.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's kind of one of the things that it's obviously sort of improved in the past few games, hasn't it, really? That we just look a little bit more solid in defence. And it's, you know, look, it's taken absolutely ages for us to get to that point. You know, we conceded against Eastleigh, but again, dodgy penalty, you know, one against Altrincham, clean sheet, and things like that. So it's sort of slowly starting to improve. And we've not really conceded a whole lot of goals recently. And obviously, look at the Maidstone United game. Again, it's 1-1. So it's like in the kind of past few games, we've not really been that leaky, and obviously that has been our problem for most of the season. It's disappointing that it's taken us sort of this long to kind of sort it out, but you know, that a bit of experience with it, with Chapman coming in, and obviously as you said, Brad, I think Smith looks pretty solid, and Everton's been probably our standout kind of signing, really, and it's interesting to see that his deal's been made permanent, and we found that out in the week, didn't we? And he needed to do that to accommodate the Bennett when he was loaned in. So I think that, you know, he looks pretty solid, and Ogle's, as you said, Ogle's been good. I think he's actually probably been really, really good since Jimmy Dean came in. For some reason, it's whatever, he was okay, like, but I think that he's really kicked on and he's looked really, really good. You've got the making of a decent defence there, and you know, it's finally good to see. And then that's sort of the mentality now, that they can go into a game and can think, well, actually, you know, there's no guarantee we're going to concede here, so we might be able to nick a 1-0 win, or, you know, so there's less pressure on the strikers, and we've not scored that many goals this season. So I think that if we had started the season with this defence that we've got now, I don't think we'd be anywhere near where we are. We'd probably be sort of like maybe lower mid-table or something like that. We've still got the scoring issues. But that's the fact, really. That is a fact, really. I mean, look at Taft, guy's an absolute donkey. You know, Boyce has been okay, but he's not really worked that well for him. And then just seeing the solidity now that we've got is really, really good. It's really promising to see. So I think that, you know, now we can go into a game and think, actually, there's no guarantee we're going to concede. So we might be able to nick kind of like a 1-0 win or something like that. And that really helps. And that will really change the mentality going into games, away or at home. So it'll be interesting to obviously go to kind of Solihull, a team who are kind of mid-table. As we said, Matt, not doing as well as they have been in the past couple of seasons, but still an all right team at this level who will score goals. So, you know, again, if we keep a clean sheet, I think we might get something, you know.
Well, it's interesting what you're saying about the sort of nicking the 1-0 there, because actually that's sort of the impression I got on Tuesday night. Because I don't think the first half was great. I think a lot of people are gonna say that realistically. I think we improved in the second. I think Altrincham tired in the second, but we did what we needed to do, and getting that first goal, Bennett there, that obviously gave us a lot of confidence. But it also seems like, I think we have a lot more confidence in our own ability at set pieces now. Obviously, we scored a few, haven't we? And Smith last night, you know, it's from that corner, isn't it? And, you know, that volley in, and it, you know, did it cross the line? I mean, obviously, you've seen from the sort of the goal angle that it did, but I didn't, from my seat, I didn't know if it had or not. But it was given, obviously. It seems like we have confidence in our ability in set pieces. And the fact that our defence is a little bit more shored up, I think potentially why Altrincham were maybe allowed to just sort of control that first half, you know, I'm not taking it away from them, you know, they played very well in that first half, but they weren't threatening as such. You know, they had a couple of moments, but they weren't really threatening us. They just sort of was passing it around. They were comfortable.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
On the ball, and it did seem to me that, you know, we'll let them do that, and then if we get a corner, if we get a free kick, we can probably get something from that and hang in. And I think realistically, from, I mean, what we've got left, 10 games, I think performance wise from now to the end of the season, it's just irrelevant. You know, I'll take a crap performance all day if we nick a 1-0 and it keeps us up, you know, absolutely. I think from next season, then yes, you're looking at, you know, entertaining football and that sort of thing when it's a bit of a clean slate. But for now, do whatever it takes to stay up. And if that means, you know, a crap performance and just nick a goal on a free kick, so be it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that with that whole kind of idea that the two boxes are more important than anything else. Obviously, set pieces are incredibly important at this level. And if you're going to ship goals left, right and centre from corners, from free kicks and things like that, then even throw-ins at this level, really, because long throws seem to be a thing, don't they? So,
thing we're good at with Ogle, you know, he can launch into the box, can't he? Yeah.
Exactly. So if we're going to ship goals in that manner, we're not going to do very well. But as you said, you know, that's been better. And I don't know if we mentioned it on the podcast, but I think but Butler's been helping with a set piece routine in training.
Yeah, we mentioned that last time, didn't we? I think, and Dean said that from the was it Dagenham that we scored the goal against? I can't remember, but it was that free kick, the set piece routine. And he did say on the interview afterwards that he'd been working with Andy Butler on stuff like that.
Yeah, which is great, because obviously you remember Butler's career with us. He was great in the air, and for a centre back, he scored a ridiculous amount of goals, didn't he?
And if you've got coaches that, you know, have that skill set, you know, utilise it. I don't think we've seen enough of that from our management teams over the last couple of years. You know, he's obviously, Dean's come in, and I think this is definitely something to his credit. You know, he's seen, you know, Butler's in the building, he's brought him in, he's had a chat, saying this is where he can benefit the team. So absolutely, let's defer to him on this. And, you know, that's definitely credit to him, because it's obviously working a treat.
Well, absolutely. I just think that we need to see more of it. And if we kind of had all these things in place at the start of the season, we wouldn't be where we are now, which is the frustration, really. It's not really much we can do about it, is there? And I think, you know, moving forwards, you know, we just need to see more of it. But it's just because we're in such a perilous situation, it's just like, you know, it's probably come too late.
I think with the set pieces, you can definitely tell there's been some new ideas there. Obviously, whether that's Jimmy, I know Jimmy said Andy Butler's had a big impact on those as well. But just the way, you know, we're getting just the movement in the box, you can just tell they've been working on it in training, and a few different routines they've been trying. And luckily, you know, the last few games, they've come off. Obviously, Smith's on Tuesday night. Real nice finish, actually, that one. But good movement as well to the near post, and he's connected with it really well. So you can see that. I mean, I agree with Matt. We need to see more of it. And now we have got two long throw sort of experts, if you like, because Leek can throw a ball as well, and obviously Ogle. But we're still not quite getting it right, I don't think. Obviously, we are scoring more from set plays, and we are causing problems from the throws. But I do think with Ben Richards, Everton coming up, you know, he causes absolute carnage in the box. I do think there's still more that we can do with that. It's a massive improvement, because I don't think we scored many at all from set pieces, you know, at the start of the season. So we are seeing improvements, but I do think we've got kind of two long throws, you know, from each side. We can put the ball into the box, and we've got some big guys in there that hopefully can take advantage. But yeah, there's still some work to do on it, but it's definitely promising, because at the end of the day, I mean, that is what this division's all about, isn't it? I think if you can defend set pieces well, and you can obviously score a few at the other end, then you know, that's what teams like Eastleigh do at the end of the day, and they're kind of reaping the rewards for that. But as you say, on the whole, I think defensively we're looking a lot better. I think it does help when you've got that settled sort of back four with Chapman in behind. I'm still not a massive fan of the league. I do think he defends quite well. And on Tuesday night, to be fair to him, he got in at least two really good blocks in that first half, which you know, although they didn't have that many shots on target, Altrincham, I thought they were working the ball into really good areas. And fortunately, you know, we've got a defence now that are happy to throw themselves in front of it and get some blocks in. So I think he defended really well. I just think he's got to work on, when he's got the ball at his feet, he's got to find a man in claret and blue, because he very rarely does. And it just puts us under pressure again. And then we've got to defend again. And it just gives us a bit more to think about. But yeah, I mean, it looks a lot better as a settle back four. And I think you can tell on the goals against Colham, you know, we're not conceding as many. And I do think, I think I said it last time when we had the podcast, the issues now are going to be up the other end. Not so much keeping them out, but we've got to start scoring, and we've got to start creating a little bit more. But it was good that we obviously got the two on Tuesday night, step in the right direction, obviously, and the goals against is coming down. So, yeah, that seems to have shored up a little bit, and it does give us a good base to build from. But we've got to get the going forward right. And for me, in the first half on Tuesday, I know he did play two wide men in Wilson and Feeney, but it just seemed a bit disjointed to me. Not, I'm not sure. I know what formation he was trying to play, but it just didn't work in that first half. And I do think, you know, Altrincham moved the ball as well as any team I've seen, really. But they were just given too much space and time, and they just seemed a bit sharper than us. And I think they were kind of on every loose ball, and it's difficult to know whether they were really comfortable in possession and moving it well, or whether we just gave them far too much time and space. And I think it's probably a mixture of the two. I think they did look comfortable, and they did play some good stuff. I think the second half, they're tired a little bit, as you said. You know, they were pressing really high in that first half. And I think, you know, there was an old bloke that used to sit next to me when I sat in the Telegraph stand. And he always used to say, you know, they can't keep this up for 90 minutes when a team kind of adopted that style of play. And, you know, they very rarely can at this level. And I think that kind of showed. And I think we upped our game in that second half. You know, we got a bit closer to them. We just got in the faces a little bit and started to create a few chances ourselves. And it was, you know, completely different performance from that first half, because I think at half time I was sort of fearing the worst. But to be fair, they came out and gave it a good go in the second half. And ultimately, you know, the only thing that mattered was the 3 points, and it wasn't an amazing performance. The second half performance got us over the line, and that's what we need to do between now and the end of the season.
Yeah. There's also some other things of note, I think, to take out of that game. I think some players are probably tiring. Obviously, we've had, you know, quite a few fixtures recently, haven't we? I'm not necessarily be surprised if we see some changes for the next game. I mean, I know we get a little bit of a rest this weekend, don't we? So maybe it will be the same lineup. But we saw Shields for the first time, didn't we? You know, what did you make of him for his sort of little appearance? And would you reckon he might be sort of in contention to be starting the next one?
Yeah, I mean, he came on at Boreham Wood and he looked quite sharp. But I think that's the first time he's played at home, isn't it? I think. And he looked okay when he came on. I think he kind of defended quite well. He was tracking back and he looked okay. We still need to see more of him sort of going forward, because at the end of the day, that's what we brought him in to do. But he's got a good pedigree. Obviously, he's been around a long time. He knows this level inside out. And I think technically, he is a good player. You know, I think he was at Spurs as a youngster. So, you know, he's got that kind of background, and I think he will be okay. And I think he's going to be, you know, if we can get him on the pitch a little bit more. I know he was injured, wasn't he, when he first came in, but I think he will be okay. And I'd like to see a bit more of him, really. I do think at the moment, from what we've seen, he's going to be a better option than Sembi Ferris. And, you know, some games, obviously Wilson, he's played quite a lot of football. He has been looking a bit tired for me in recent weeks. So it's good that we've got another option. And obviously Feeney coming back in there as well. You know, so we've got a few options out wide if he decides to go and play that formation. So, yeah, you know, no issues with him. I think he's very experienced at the level, and I'd just like to see a bit more of him, really, to see what he can do.
And also, I know we've talked about Butterfield a lot, haven't we, on the podcast? But Whitehouse came back in, didn't he, at Altrincham? And, you know, he's one that he started the season quite brightly, didn't he? And then obviously he's gone out again, and, you know, he's coming back in. What did you make of how he did?
Yeah, I thought he had another decent game. Obviously, he got the book in, so he had to be quite careful in the second half. And I think that's obviously why he's brought Pugh on. Maybe fresh legs, and also with the booking in mind, because we don't want to lose him. You know, sensible decision. But I think, to be fair to Whitehouse, he had one slip, didn't he, in that first half when they didn't capitalise on it, but it was a really bad area to lose the ball. But that said, overall, I think he had another good game, and it surprised me a little bit that, you know, he's been out the side. I think when he came back in, played really well at Halifax, I think the Bromley game as well, he did well. And when he's been called upon, he's been solid, and he gets the ball and he always tries to go forward with it and turn into space and move it forward. Whereas, you know, players like Bunker, although he's been okay, I think he always tries to sideways pass or just to keep it simple. Whereas Whitehouse does try and get you forward and up the pitch, which I quite like about him. And he is comfortable on the ball. And obviously his experience, he wins you those free kicks, niggly free kicks in areas, tight areas, where there's not a lot on. You know, I do like him, and I think it's surprising, really, that he's found himself out the side again, because I think when he has played, he's been one of the best players, if not the best player on the pitch. So hopefully he has another run of games. He's done nothing wrong when he has played, and he just gives you that experience in there. So, yeah, I think as kind of that holding midfielder just in front of the back four, you know, perfect. I don't think you're going to get many better at this level if he can stay fit. And, you know, he seems to have been fit for the past few weeks. So for me, we talk about Wilson being probably most fans would have him in the starting 11. For me, I would have Whitehouse in there if he's fit, because I do think he's, you know, one of our better players when he does play and when he plays well. So, yeah, I thought it was another good performance, but I do think Tuesday he was right to bring him off, because I do think Pugh's been okay as well recently. Thought he had a really good game at Maidstone. You know, not many did, I would say, that night, but I think he was really energetic and put himself about, and he has done that in the last couple of games. So yeah, I think he's probably found himself unlucky to drop out, because I think he's done okay. But obviously it's very difficult because he's playing with those two holding midfielders at the moment. He seems to be liking Bunker in there. You know, I don't think he's missed a game, has he, since he's come in. I do think, especially in the first half on Tuesday, again, he was chasing shadows a little bit. I think he was similar against Eastleigh. I think he's gone off the boil a little bit, but I do think there is a good player in there. But yeah, for me at the moment, on form, I think Pugh and Whitehouse have probably been the best two in central midfield. And then you just mentioned Butterfield. First half, it didn't really work for me, because I think he was just a bit too far forward. I think he was sort of playing as a second striker. However, he wasn't really close enough to Bennett to benefit from any of the knockdowns or anything like that. And I think when he's just a little bit further back, he can sort of dictate play, he picks those passes, and I think that's where you see the best of him, really. Although, you know, he had that one shot in the first half, maybe just bobbled up and just went over. But, you know, he is dangerous in those areas. But I do think passing and, you know, his range of passing, he's a little bit better if he's just a little bit further back with a kind of free role rather than just playing off the front man.
And I think just before we sort of start to wrap up, I know we've chatted about this a little bit already, but it is worth a sort of proper look ahead to the next sort of couple of games. I know we've been saying sort of before we started this, haven't we, looking down the list of fixtures, you know, if we take it on the fact that we're playing teams in and around us, we've still got quite a few of those left when we get to April, haven't we? I know we've still got Torquay and Gateshead as well there. If we are still in it by then, there is a real chance, isn't there? And I think this win on Tuesday is why it's so vital, isn't it? You know, as you said already, Matt, had we have lost Tuesday night, I think that would have been pretty much it. You know, there'd be absolutely no coming back. I still think there's a hell of a job to do if we are going to stay up. But we have given ourselves a fighting chance. And as you say, two games coming up. I know you say Solihull were, you know, sort of in and around beforehand. I would be going for a win. I think 6 points from this, I think, is actually a reasonable target for the next two.
I think it's got to be honest. Solihull, they are a decent side at this level, and they've proved it in the past couple of seasons. They're doing okay this season. You know, they're not going to, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're a little bit behind. I think they're about 9 points behind the playoffs at the moment, but they're safe. They're sort of mid-table, and I think nothing really to play for. So, you know, hopefully we can go there and put on a decent performance. We did okay earlier on in the season, didn't we? We were 3-0 up and then obviously lost 4-3. But in that first half, you know, although we've had a big turnaround of players since then, it did show that you could get at them and cause them problems. And, you know, we don't score three very often. So that was sort of a, you know, indication that they're not that great this season. And they are kind of a team that we could be looking at getting some points from. Then obviously Wealdstone as well, they've had a really good season, to be fair. I don't think anyone expected them to do much, really. And they're up there. I think, again, not far from the playoffs. I don't think they'll make the playoffs this season, but they probably still have something to play for a little bit more than Solihull. And, you know, it's going to be tough, but we're at home. And I think you'd probably want that game at home. I think away from home, it's a really tough place to go, whereas at home, I think we can get them and hopefully get a result. But I think, as you say, we've got to get 4 points at least, and you know, if not six, and we've got to hope that some of the teams around us, so you're looking at Yeovil and Dorking, really, drop some points. Because I think Dorking are the one, for me, you look at it, they've played sort of, I think they've played a game less than us, but they've played a game more than everyone else. And I think they'll probably be looking over the shoulder a little bit as we head into the sort of last few games of the season. And obviously we play them last day, so, don't we? So that might be quite interesting if we can keep in touch. Don't know if it'll go down to the last day or not, but if we can keep in touch, it certainly makes it quite interesting. But I still think we might have given ourselves a little bit too much to do, looking at the table. And it's just the games in hand, isn't it? I think that's the that's the issue. Yeovil and Gateshead with the two games in hand, are they going to lose both? Who knows? It's just, yeah, it's going to be tricky. And I know we've got Gateshead to play. We've got to win those, haven't we? We've got to win the games against teams around us. But, you know, we are in a position now where we've got to try and win every game.
I mean, to be honest, just looking at it, actually, just looking at the league table here, we do still have games against Torquay, Gateshead, Aldershot, and Oldham as well. I know Oldham a little bit higher up. We've got York as well, you know, so they really are teams in and around us. And I think, you know, if we can get the next two out the way and still are going, I think there's a real chance at it.
For me, that's the key thing, isn't it? I think we've got to keep in touch, and that's why these next two games are so important. I think we just can't afford to lose at Solihull. We need the win. But I think if you can get your two wins, it puts a bit of pressure on the teams above us as well. If we can kind of start putting back-to-back wins together and picking up some points, because I think, you know, it then makes their games more difficult. You know, the games in hand, looking over the shoulder and they can see we've hit a bit of form. You know, psychologically, it gives us a little bit of a boost. But yeah, it's going to be tricky. April might come a little bit too late. That's my concern, really, because we have got some winnable games in April and must-win games. But it's just whether we're going to be in touch by the time April comes.
Yeah, well, let's leave it there then. So, good win. Very good win on Tuesday. And as I said, it's the 3 points. That's all that matters. The performances at the minute, it doesn't really come into it too much, I don't think. It's going to be difficult, but there is a slim chance still. There is a slim chance still. Thank you for listening to this. Obviously, no game this weekend, but we will have a podcast episode out because we recorded our interview with Tom Evans earlier in the week. So we're going to get this episode out first, and then that can go up this weekend. It's a good one. It's a nice one to listen to. So if you are free this weekend, do tune in for that. Thank you for listening to this. We will see you on the next one.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.